Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. One of my favorite things about hosting Hope Is Here for 3.5 years now is the opportunity to read a lot of really outstanding books based on faith and Jesus, and especially when I have local authors as guests. And today joining me is Maureen Smith, and she is the author of a book called Conquering the Seeds of Destruction, How to Uproot Lethal Behaviors and to Live Your Life More Abundantly. And I'm sure you're like me. A lot of you know John 10:10, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, Jesus said. But in the next breath, Jesus said, but I have come so that you may have life more abundantly. And so today and over the next 2 days, we're going to be talking with Maureen. You're just going to hear a lot of the wonderful information, research, scripture, her life story that she shared in this wonderful book, Conquering the Seeds of Destruction. First of all, Maureen, just thanks for being a guest on Hope Is Here today.
Well, thank you for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, talk to us about this. I mean, you know, everybody talks about writing a book, but you finally took the courage and most of all the time to do it. Why did you write this book?
Well, initially, when I first started off writing the book, I had actually come out of divorce back in 2001. And so as I was going through that process and healing from that, I had actually picked up the book called Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren. And so after I had kind of completed that book, it was on my heart at that point. And of course, God led me to actually start telling my story. And initially, you know, I thought, of course, I had gone through some things that I could share that could benefit and minister to people. But sometimes, you know, you don't really think that your whole life is something that you want to share. And so, of course, I had to continue to pray to God because there were certain things that I thought were just between me and Him.
I understand.
But as He continued to, you know, place it on my heart to write my story, I continued to, of course, be obedient to the call and started writing the book. And what was interesting, as it continued to evolve, what I learned was that He wanted me to try to really connect the dots, not only just with my life, but people that's in the Bible, and to really see how the things that they had gone through definitely was something that some of the things that I had actually gone through as well. And so it guided me at that point to really analyze their lives more and just really see how their lives started to spiral downward. And based on every decision they made and every disobedience that they did to God, their life, of course, hit rock bottom. And that, of course, some of the things that happened to me as well in my disobedience, or even in times where I made bad choices or bad decisions, things didn't go well for me at that point. And so it's just, like I said, been a journey at this point to really see how God has really shaped the book and really just allowed me to minister in a way to where He plants, of course, that new seed of survival in us to allow us to conquer the seeds and the roots that come out of bad choices and bad decisions.
Well, I appreciate your transparency, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you as a guest, because I don't think we talk about that enough in the church or just amongst fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. And, you know, we all make mistakes, but God still loves us. It's grace and mercy. At the same time, I think God wants us to learn from those, and that's one of the things I loved about this in the book, that in each chapter you have a little part near the end that talks about what you learned with one of these different seeds.
Right. Right. That's exactly it. So, you know, how I have the book set up is basically, you know, you have a seed and then you have three destructive roots that kind of come out of that seed. And that's just, like I said, that progression of just making those bad choices. And sometimes it's even people influencing you to make those bad choices. And so, you know, after, of course, you've hit that rock bottom, God plants that new seed of what I call the new seed of survival. And basically that new seed of survival conquers the seed as well as the destructive roots. So, you know, it's a powerful seed that God can really uproot all of that type of lethal behavior that's in you. And then from there, I give, like I said, a life application section But then after that, I give my own personal testimony on that particular seed and roots as far as what I've actually gone through, because I think it's so important for me to not just talk about it or even teach from it, but to really be transparent enough to share my own personal story so people can really relate to, you know, what things I have gone through. But like you said earlier, I actually share what I actually have learned as a result of it, because you really do need to learn from your mistakes. And I think it's so important that people not try to take that hurt and that pain with you year over year over year. And we have a tendency to do that sometimes. We continue to hold on to that. And so that's really the goal of the book as well, is to really just help guide people to really uproot those things, but really learn how to live that life of abundance, to really be free from that hurt and that pain.
Well, I love what you're saying there about, you know, keep looking in the past, so to speak, with mm-hmm. those failures, those disappointments. And I think the enemy is so good at making us focus on the past. And yet I heard somebody say one time, you know, it's interesting, the windshield on our car is, you know, really big, but the rearview mirror is really small.
Exactly.
But Satan loves to make us keep looking in the past. And yet God has all these blessings, these new things that he wants to do in our life. But the enemy, talking about those seeds of destruction, mistakes, failures in the past, or wounds from maybe even other people, not maybe
Correct.
Just unwise decisions that we make, can be seeds of destruction too. Have you found that in your life also?
Yes, as well. You know, you are so correct, because sometimes, you know, when you come across people, you know, you hope everybody is genuine and honest and trustworthy. And it's not until you go through some of those experiences that you see a different side. And then I think sometimes even as a Christian, you know, we of course are very forgiving, and you know, you want to turn the other cheek and still continue to embrace. And sometimes I think it gets hard because you don't really know when to let go of them. And I realize, especially God has really taught me, that everyone comes into your life for a reason, a season, and a lifetime. And you have to really understand when sometimes that season may be up with a person, and not continue to allow them in your life to where there is more destructive behavior that even sometimes they put on you. And you have to be able to just walk away sometimes from that.
Well, that was a huge quote, and I saw that in your book, that, you know, I want to say that again just for somebody listening. I know I have some listeners that like to take notes, but sometimes God brings people into our lives for a specific reason, sometimes for a season, and sometimes for a lifetime. But I don't know about you, but sometimes I have, as I reflect over my life, sometimes I've had a hard time letting go of those seasons. And yet sometimes it is just for a season with certain friendships. Is that right? Have you found that to be true?
Yes, that is very true. And you're right, especially when you have so much time and invested in into people, you know, you think that sometimes those relationships are for a lifetime. And so, and especially when you have gotten that much time into them, it is hard to let go of people, and especially people that you are very close to and people that you even love. But sometimes I think what God is really trying to teach you is that, you know, everybody, like I said, has that season, and that you are also on a path for him. You know, he has a specific purpose for you to do for him. And when that time is up with that person, he's going to actually transition you maybe to someone else. And so you have to make sure that you're always communicating with God so that you know when that season is up with that person.
Well, and one of the things I love about this book is, I mean, there's over 300 pages, I think. Oh, 400 pages.
It's 536 pages.
I should have known that the author would know that. So, I mean, a plethora of work has gone into this, but don't be, you know, put in fear when you hear that, because it's not like War and Peace. You know,
exactly.
You're thinking, oh, this thing will never end. I mean, it's something that it would be a great book just to read throughout the year, and so many good nuggets. But one of the reasons I wanted to have you as a guest when you and I talked preparing for the program a few days ago was that, you know, you took over 10 years to write this, so you didn't rush into this. And yet I think God's the same way. A lot of people, you know, I heard a saying one time that, you know, we think God ought to be like a microwave, just instantly answer our prayers and change circumstances. But as I've gotten older and matured more in life, I found God's more in the crock pot business, you know, just kind of takes his time. And of course, a meal out of the crock pot tastes so much better than something in the microwave. But man, we don't like waiting, do we?
Exactly. And I think one thing too to point out, and even in this 10-year journey, God also allowed me to go through things to even develop me more. And so in spite of all the things that I may have felt like, you know, my own bad choices or bad decisions, or even if people had come into my life, I still have to be able to be accountable to the things that I've done. And also for him to really prepare me and to groom me. I'll give you an example. There are certain times where I just have a hard time of having patience with things. And so as a result, he may put this situation in my life to develop patience in me. And so it's interesting now that I have this scripture that's on my wall in my bedroom so that I can wake up to it every single morning. And it's it's Matthew 27:14, I think, is where it basically says, "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Actually, it's Psalms 27:14. It says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." And so it's something that I have to really be conscious about, or really just waiting on the Lord and allow him to guide me and not allow myself to be in a rush to make choices and make decisions that may not be best for me at that point.
Just tuned in. We're talking with author Maureen Smith. She has a wonderful book and a workbook that goes along with the book. The book is called Conquering the Seeds of Destruction, and we'll have information available on the podcast where you can get this book. She also has a website called conqueringseedsofdestruction.com. So if you're driving, you can go to our website and get that on the podcast later today. But, you know, one of the things, Maureen, I like also about you writing this book, you know, it's one thing when you write a book, but it's another when you've lived some of it, and or a lot of it in this case, and you have overcome a lot of adversity yourself. Went through a divorce, where a single mom unexpectedly had two children, mm-hmm. and then also you're a cancer survivor. So, it's not been all butterflies and unicorns in your life, has it?
Exactly. That's exactly it. It has. It truly has been a journey, and you know, it's one of those things of making sure that I'm always being guided by God to fulfill the purpose. You know, that's the one thing I will continue to say is that, you know, life can be hard. It's not an easy journey here while we're here on this earth. Now, granted, we know that when we take our last breath, for those of us who have accepted Christ as our Savior, we know that where we're supposed to go after that, we know we're going to go home with God. But while we're here, as I said before, we have a purpose to fulfill for him. And so he's going to have us go through these challenges. And the thing that I have learned the most is that even in some of the challenges and hardships that I have gone through, it has allowed me to minister to others because I'm able to be able to share my own story of how God's brought me through it. And just as he can bring it, you know, bring me through those situations, he can bring you through it as well. He's no respecter of persons. So at the end of the day, we know that, you know, he loves all of us. He loves all of us unconditionally. And he wants us to be able to have that close and personal relationship with him. He doesn't want us to just, you know, go to church and, you know, check a box and say that we've done things. He wants intimacy with us. He wants to be able to have that relationship where we're spending time with him. We're praying to him, but we're also listening to him, and we listen to him through his word. And so we have to make sure that we're taking the time to study his word so that we can hear his voice and make sure that we're being guided by his voice. And I think that's been the beauty of everything, is that my close and personal relationship with him has really helped me get through some hard and challenging things, but it's also allowed me to help others who may be going through those exact same things and share, "Let me tell you how God's brought me through it."
Well, unfortunately, we are out of time, but you, I know, just got your appetite whet a little bit here as you think, "I want to hear about some of these conquering seeds of destruction." Our guest today has been Maureen Smith. She is a author of this wonderful book and accompanying workbook, Conquering the Seeds of Destruction, How to Uproot the Lethal Behaviors to Live Life More Abundantly. And over the next couple of days, we're going to talk about a couple of these seeds of destruction. We're going to look at the seed of anger and the seed of loneliness. So I hope you'll invite somebody to join us again tomorrow as we continue joining our conversation with Maureen Smith on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.